Oh, I know it's only April, but I got to talk football. The schedule, well, around here, all anybody talks about are the Royals.
Of course.
Nathan walks in.
I didn't even know Missouri had another team till I moved here.
Don Imus. I mean, that's the they don't say good morning, hi, how you doing? Did you hear? Did you hear? Well, I'm going to break that this morning. NFL, they have released the upcoming year's schedule.
Really?
And the big news out of that, you can tell the Chiefs are back.
How
we
so?
We have four primetime games. Two of those are Monday night games.
Ooh.
In case you have not heard.
That is exciting.
Two Monday night games for the Chiefs. I quickly glanced at the schedule, but I believe October 31st, San Diego. November 21st, New England.
So November 1st and November 22nd, Scott's going to be really, really tired.
There you go. So that's my big good news of the day.
That is good news.
Not so good news for the chicken. Hey, the new mascot favorite for the country, the chicken, was it last year. Now, do you know who I'm talking about whenever I say the chicken? Back when I was growing up, it was the San Diego chicken.
That's what I would have guessed.
Okay, but you know what the chicken's legal name is?
No.
I personally would work on this.
Okay.
The famous chicken. That's its legal name.
That sounds like a fast food chicken.
Yeah, the famous chicken. Last year, the famous chicken was our number one pick, beat out by the Philly Fanatic.
Yeah, kind of an odd-looking character, right?
Very odd-looking, but does a lot of great stunts and things. But the chicken out this year, the Philly Fanatic is in.
Poor KC Wolf.
I know. I wonder where he did rank.
I don't know.
I love the Wolf.
I did get to meet the Wolf once upon a time.
I did, too.
Yeah,
but then
nice.
I was, I'll apologize now. Then I got distracted by two Chiefs cheerleaders. And I'm probably the only kid that was standing in line that said, "Oh, gotta go." And it's usually him on the move. Hey, Janet, pucker up.
Oh.
It's National Frog Month.
Oh, yeah. Might find that prince now.
Yeah. In the make-believe world.
Yeah.
Find the prince. You know, back in the day, frogs gave you warts.
Yeah, okay. That was a story.
Yeah, that was the story. As we know, not true. Frogs do not give you warts. Today, truth being, they could give you tapeworm cysts and salmonella.
Oh.
Aren't you glad we grew up when we did?
Yeah, no kidding.
When a frog was a frog and the greatest concern for your mother was to give you a wart. Now parents nowadays have to see a kid with a frog. Put it down. Do you want a tapeworm cyst or salmonella?
Going to have to wash those frogs and toads before them.
That's a fact. Website of the day.
Ooh.
This is a fun one. We've all heard about the sheriff out in, what is it, Maricopa County, Joe Arpaio.
What did he do?
He's the one that dresses up his inmates in pink.
Oh, yes.
He's the one, the sheriff that runs the jail, that feeds his inmates green baloney. His latest scheme, and I'm not making this up, you can check it out on the web later today at mcso.org.
Okay.
Maricopa Sheriff's Office. All right. mcso.org. He is featuring the mugshot of the day. And as a viewer, you get to go on and vote.
Wow.
And let me tell you,
there's some winners.
There's hours and hours of just sitting at the internet and just saying this over and over. Look at that guy. Wow. Look at him.
How long until somebody sues him for all this?
Well, this has been going on for
years.
This type of stuff for years and years and years. But you get to pick the mugshot of the day. It's a little slow pulling up.
I pulled up the website, and he looks like a character.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks ornery.
He looks like a sheriff you don't want to mess
exactly.
around with.
Exactly. Kudos to him.
Yeah, exactly. So that again, MCSO.org, your website of the day. One of the greatest ideas I've heard in a long time. I have not stumbled across one of these yet, but I'm waiting. Just outside of some fitting rooms in stores, they are some of these stores are putting up TVs for waiting boyfriends and husbands to watch sports.
It took them this long.
Is that not the greatest idea ever?
That is a wonderful idea. Again, I can't believe it's taken them this long to
do that. I think any store where there is a fitting room that is geared towards ladies, that there should be a TV set up just for the guys.
Yeah.
Whether it's sports or Spike TV or whatever. Because most of the time, guess where us guys head off? We're not in the store with the ladies. We're down at the end at Sears in the electronics watching it on a big screen. Okay? The worst idea I've heard, I just stumbled across this in Australia.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of fitting rooms, some stores are charging try-on fees.
Oh.
In store. So you grab an armful of clothes that you want to try on, or should we say try before you buy, they're going to charge you a fee.
I'm not shopping there.
To do so. So I'm going to let you in on a little Powell McFerrin family secret.
Bring it on.
We don't use the fitting room.
Oh.
This is probably going to, well, they're not listening this morning. They're not up yet. But Crystal will go in and, I don't know, purchase 15, 20 items. Bring them home, try them on, and then take back 14 of them.
Uh-huh.
So there you go.
That's it, I'm not good at the return
as
thing.
As long as,
though.
See, neither am I. That's why I let her do it.
Yeah.
I almost refuse to return anything.
Yeah.
Even if it's broken.
Or I'm going to lose the receipt or something.
Well, I'll just save this, this brand new motorcycle for parts and go buy another one.
I have a $130 gift card to Best Buy because I'm poor at returning things on time. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, let's see. Suggestion this morning for Facebook, a Nobody Cares button.
Okay. Oh, I like it.
All right.
Or a Very Much Dislike button.
Nobody Cares button, I think, would beat out the Very Much Dislike button. I'm just saying, that's my suggestion for the day. Did you know, and I don't know, it says it is. It's a psychological fact. Did you know that when someone appears in your dreams, it's because that person misses you?
Aww, that's sweet.
Well, it's an interesting fact, supposedly, a psychological fact. I don't know. Average person has over 1,460 dreams a year.
Uh-huh.
Now, if this fact is true, that a person misses you if they appear in your dream, I find that very interesting. Because
I do, too.
The last dream I can remember that had somebody in it, an old girlfriend from high school.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
And as I remember the dream, I was running down a country road late at night. She was quickly approaching me in my car at a high rate of speed. And I remember turning around, and the last thing I remember is going, and then I woke up.
So maybe they've gotten this wrong. So they missed you instead of missing
missed
you.
Missed me by that much. I don't know. That's what they said. Is it true? Yeah.